Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill. Great to have you here. Happy Tuesday if you're listening to this live or catching up today on the podcast right away. And I hope you're having an amazing week. So I'm excited to talk today about, so let me just say kind of the title line for today, which is how 15 minutes could give you 15% or more happiness. So if that sounds familiar, it's kind of like Geico, right? Like if 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So I love some of their commercials are pretty hilarious. But one of the things I wanted to bring this up and like talk to you about a really important concept that makes a huge difference. And I believe that, you know, it'll help you to be happier. And that just like 15 minutes or 5 minutes or three, like it really could be such a small amount of time, but it's something that can really make a big difference for you and for those around you. And so what that is let me just dive into a quick story down when we were in Austin, Texas. So we lived down there for a few years after college and, you know, shout out to all the Texans. Texas is a beautiful place. We love Texas a lot. And when we were there, so I was at a company called GM, General Motors. You may have heard of them. They make cars, but they have, it's a massive company, you know, like over 200,000 employees, which is crazy. But we were there and in Austin, we worked a lot with people up were in Detroit. So obviously the headquarters are in Detroit, but you know, a lot of the software and IT and stuff was down in Austin and actually in Detroit too, and like Georgia and Arizona. So they kind of had these centers where they had a lot of IT and stuff going on. And so I was down there and I was on a project kind of by myself with some people up in Detroit. And so it was kind of, I was the only one from Austin on this team. And for whatever reason, this project kind of was dying down. And so they didn't need any more developers for it. So they switched me over to this other team. And this other team, I actually knew a lot of the people there. I kind of helped arrange interviews so that we could all go down. There was like six of us that came out of college together, which was really cool. But they were all working on this project and I was on this other one. So I get done with that project and I come to join them and they've been already working on this project for a couple months. And what was interesting is I remember just joining the project brand new to it. So I didn't really know a whole lot about what was going on, but I remember that there was this call that happened and the project manager said that part of the reason that if things are going slow is because of the inexperience of the team in Austin. And so I heard all the coworkers, you know, talking about it, how like, oh, what the heck, what's but that, and they were confused and kind of feeling frustrated that like, hey, like what, like we're not doing a good job or like, where did this come from? It just kind of seemed like it was out of the blue. So I'm new to this project again, and I don't like, I wasn't really part of it. So I didn't really know a lot of what's going on. But after I heard everyone kind of, that I knew that this was a problem that people were worrying about. I was like, hey, we need to talk, okay? We need to talk to someone up in Detroit. And so we ended up calling our dev lead and we, you know, got in conference room. We all sat down around there. We had this phone in the middle of the table. We dialed him up. He answered the phone and we started talking. Hey, we're just kind of worried because of the comments that were made that, hey, we're not, you know, doing a good job. And so we're trying to do the best we can, but like, we're kind of confused about what's going on. And then turns out, so our dev lead, he was the one that actually said that. He said, oh, hey, I'm actually the one that brought that up. I said that it was because of the inexperience. And so we're kind of like, so why are you shooting us down? He's like, no, actually it was more just, the team in general, like we're working on a new technology. And so even me, you know, the dev lead himself talking, he's saying like, I don't feel like I have a ton of experience in what we're doing either. And so it's really just the inexperience in general. And so having that quick conversation, it probably took 5 minutes of time, maybe 15 or something like that. But, it really changed how everything went on that project. Like, I feel like if we didn't have that quick conversation, that it would have went downhill from there. I really feel like that there would have been a lot of just turmoil and contention and just like people feeling upset and continuing to kind of have bad communication because of what was said, and that maybe some people started to think about leaving, or maybe there's some other issues that could have come up because of this. But because we took a quick 15 minutes and decided, hey, let's just talk about this, then everything was resolved. What's interesting is I've noticed that throughout my life over the last 10 years is that communication is so important. It just makes all the difference when you take a minute and just talk. And I had someone the other day write something down that they were saying that they feel like communication is really important because it's the longer that you don't communicate, the further expectations go. And I think that that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, if you think about it, if you haven't seen someone for an entire year, then you really have no idea what's going on in their life. And maybe they're supposed to be talking to you and calling you, but if you don't like hear, then like our expectations continue to change. You finally then talk and things like are brought back into perspective and you can kind of check in on things. Because what's interesting is I feel like that sometimes it's just really hard sometimes to communicate what we're thinking or what we're feeling and everything and to remember it all. And that's why sometimes we have such a problem, I think, communicating at times. But that's why it's so important to take that time to communicate. And so what does this mean for you? Like, why is this important? Why am I bringing it up? And how can it make you happier? Well, I'd share an example of how it made our team much happier, right? It avoided, you know, some hard times and the people that were feeling sad or not great about themselves, that conversation really just cleared the water and everyone just felt a lot better about it. It's like, okay, cool. Now we're on the same page. Now we can kind of, we can get to, you know, get to the real business and we can feel better and get rid of some of the negative emotions that we're feeling. So obviously that was a great example. Well, I guess I shouldn't say it was a great example, but hopefully it helped. What's important is to know that this communication applies everywhere in your life. You know, if you're talking about like in your family, that's really important, you know, whether it's with your spouse or with your kids, like that's a really important thing to be able to talk to them and be able to clearly communicate and be able to open up and just know that, hey, if there's some things going on, maybe you just need to talk, right? Maybe you just need to talk about it. But also in business or in work or whatever you do, it's a very important thing as well, that communication is such an important thing. And that is something that we have to continually work on. I know that I'm working on it constantly. Like this is something I can need to continue to work on. But the better that we can communicate, the happier we are going to be with those around us because it's going to be more clear. Now, some of you may be thinking, but is there a way to communicate too often or too much? And, you know, I think that there is in a sense, if, you know, sometimes maybe we need to not say everything that comes to mind. You know, I think all of us have different personalities. For me, I'm more of a, hey, I'm going to be more thoughtful and not just say everything that comes to my mind. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I feel like I'm more on the side of, I'm just not going to say something. Whereas others might be on the side of, I'm just going to say whatever comes to mind. And then sometimes that's a problem because maybe they didn't, you know, it was just there and it just came out. And so there's, you know, definitely some issues there, but there's both of those are things that need to be worked on, right? Like I need to work on saying more because that's, you know, sometimes if I don't say something, then it's going to be on my mind and it's something that I won't be able to, you know, maybe I'll have some anxiety building up or I'll have some kind of frustration and then it comes out. Like that's obviously not good either. And so, you know, there's definitely some balance there, but I think it's something that we can all work on and it's in all aspects of life. And so I encourage you to do that. To the next time you see something come up where you're like, maybe I just need to talk. Maybe we just need to talk about this. Especially if you feel like you're having a conversation amongst yourselves. Like that's what happened in Austin, right? Is we had this team that was talking amongst themselves about something that was said about them. So kind of not necessarily talking about other people, but just it wasn't including them in the conversation. And kind of when I noticed that, I was like, okay, I think we just need to bring them in and just see, like, let's just like, is this as bad as we think it is? Or if it is, like, how do we need to improve and stuff like that? And then it's that much better, right? It's just clear. And so especially if you find yourself talking to someone else about a different situation that someone else that you're talking about wasn't there or whatever, that's something that can be really helpful. So I hope that you'll take that and be able to do everything that you can, you know, each day to be able to see how you might be able to communicate better because it does make a huge difference. As far as communicating goes, I definitely need to, I meant to start with this, but hey, ending with it is good too, but just wanted to communicate that the Faith to Impact Mini Summit is live as far as the registration goes. So you can get started on registering and it's starting next Monday, which is so exciting. Can't believe it's already here. And this is going to be the first of many. So we're going to continue to bring in amazing speakers every single month. And so I just can't wait to do this. And the lineup that we have is so good. And I'll be talking about them a little bit, you know, throughout the week as well. And so I'll be kicking off the summit, talking about really what is Faith to Impact all about. And, you know, if you're listening to this, watching this, you know what it is about. To really dive into that in a more formal setting and have more time to really go through that. It's going to be so fun and I can't wait to do that. And then we'll be closing out the summit with my beautiful wife, Amy. So I'm super excited to have her on and thought it'd be fun to have her as, you know, as part of the first summit, which would be super fun. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be amazing and just really great to be able to dive into, you know, faith and family and impact and really figure out what is the thing that you need right now. And so, excuse me, that's what we do with these summits. And my goal with this is for you to be able to find at least one thing, whether it's in each area or just in one of those areas that you really feel like, okay, this is what I can work on in the next month and be inspired in that and take action on that. Because then I know that, hey, you're going to be changing your life. And you know, what I'll have to do too is, you know, talk about tomorrow, just about events in general. I think events are amazing. You've heard that before. And I think they're a great way to do it, but, just to, you know, be inspired, be uplifted to see change happen. But what I see a lot of times is, you know, people going to like one big event a year or something like that. And it's amazing to be able to go, but I feel like there's just some things that you miss when it's not as often. So that's why I'm excited to do this each month. So I'll tune in tomorrow and I'll talk to you about that, about why I feel like this monthly format is going to be so powerful. And so excited to be able to dive into that. And thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And so definitely make sure you go registered for that. So it's faithtoimpact.com/mini-summit. faithtoimpact.com/mini-summit. Would love to see you there. And also make sure you bring a friend. So it's going to be great. So thanks so much. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.